You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakulia, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustail.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the CITR Chart Show. I'm Daniel, and I'm here with
Jay
and James.
How are you two? I feel like I haven't seen either of you in very long.
Yeah, you were off in New York, right?
I was off. Yeah.
How was that?
It was fun. It was cold. I did not pack an adequate jacket. But it was fun. It was good to see. I went to like the museum, and I saw a bunch. I didn't know anything about the museum of modern art. So when I saw like Van Gogh, I was like, what is Van Gogh doing here? Like, is this a fake? But it was the real thing.
Oh shit. Wow.
So
yeah. Wow.
So that was probably the highlight. But yeah, what have you two been up to?
You want me to go first?
Yeah, you can.
I haven't been doing a whole lot, just studying and stuff and taking time for myself. I went and got a bunch of piercings today, so I'm in a little bit of pain. Yeah.
What are the piercings?
So I have a septum now and a nostril and an eyebrow piercing.
Oh, okay. I see the septum and the nostril. Yeah. And there's the eyebrow. Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah. That would be painful.
Yeah, it was. The worst one was the septum, actually. There's a lot of crunching going on. Yeah.
Is it like between the...
Yeah, it's in the little soft spot in your nose.
Yeah, that would be... Wow. That doesn't sound great.
Yeah.
But it looks good. It looks
Thank
good.
Thank you.
Yeah. And what about you, Jay? What's been up with
I've
you?
I've just been finishing midterms, and now midterms are over, so I get to relax for a little bit.
Okay, amazing.
Yeah.
And I saw you two were in here for the training that Randy was doing.
Yeah, we just did training with Randy for the board and stuff, so that was awesome. Yeah,
Okay, cool. I also did training for the production, not with Randy, but yeah, that's why Isia is not here today, because I am currently doing the board, so we'll see how that goes. But, yeah, thanks for joining the Chart Show today. Jay, do you want to introduce the song that we're about to listen to?
Sure. This is called Action by Cities of Eve. He's an artist that I just discovered this year, actually. It's kind of like a friend described it to me as if cloud rap kept going, if cloud rap kept expanding. Is a genre past 2012 is what it was explained to me as, and I think that's pretty accurate.
Is cloud rap like if I were to think like Chance the Rapper, like acid rap kind of like
I
era?
Think, yeah, like
kind of like
rap
really
era.
Like psychedelic, like airy types of beats. But just really cool.
Early Cardi.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's it called again? Sorry.
It's called Action by Cities of Eve off of his new record. Working title for the album Secret Waters.
Okay, here is that song. Enjoy.
Yeah. Jalavian residue, if I should do better than my crew doing better too. Your troops incredible, bite down through, my juice is impeccable. Nisha Westwood sweepstakes, took a round shopping on Thursday, the pump's fake. Pump brake on the gas so high you lag, can't see straight. Don't stunt my mood, tan skin, leather, aboriginal groove, the kung fu, you screw, I move, you move. It's a breakdown, mortal shakedown, have a heart to heart, to elude, you lose in this region of parts unknown. Flights we flown to parts unknown to foes that season. Send a postcard back from Arrakis. True style of access. Love food for thought, about practice. Toothless bastard. Out the loop like a backspin. Make flips with my New York Negritos. The main incognito. The main guy rep from Poland to Del Rio. It's true though.
Leave me.
Cha. Cha. Keep it true, my chum. We stood way tall through the worst typhoons. I brought the harp out to play my blues. So deep that your dumb left bruised. That's the real street music. We thrash in the middle of the mass and dance to it. Ace, boom, coon. The block got a lot. Curfew, run on home. We close when you feeling alone. Meet me off Prentice at the intersection. By Debbie and Brewster. My niggas out in Fraser on a porch with shooters. Use more caution, you take it cut, you move with few options. By the 260, scheming, watching it all go by. Maybe I'm dreaming, it's true though.
I'm a wheel, you're turning to the edge appears. I'm a wheel, you're turning to the edge. I'm a fire, you're making. We'll be celebrating when the exo summons the spoke.
Oh,
Hello, hello. This is Daniel, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is The Chart Show. I'm here with Jay and James. Jay, why don't you tell us a little bit about the two songs that we just listened to?
Yeah, so the first one was Action by Cities of Eve. Hopefully that gives a better example of cloud rap. It's just kind of rough around the edges, kind of like these like kind of ethereal soul samples and just rapping over top of it.
Yeah, I had a good East Coast vibe as well going on.
Yeah, I really like it. I don't know.
Can you define East Coast vibe?
What's East Coast versus West Coast?
Like East Coast rap, like early Kanye sort of stuff with like the heavy sampling and kind of like a boom bap like Nas, like that sort of thing. Biggie, right? And then West Coast is more like Snoop Dogg and Dre.
Okay.
So there's like a little bit of a distinct style there, but it's not too far off. It's all rap, so, you know.
One question I do have about that song is, what do you two think, like, if this was kind of indicative of a bit of cloud rap, is there, like, an artist that is big today that maybe started off with cloud rap that you can think of? Because I feel like I'm just hearing about, cloud rap
now. Yeah, I mean, I mentioned Playboi Carti.
Oh,
that's right. He's, like, really big now.
That's true.
I never checked out, like, his self-titled.
Yeah, I was going to say, actually, like, Playboi Carti's self-titled like mixtape, like that stuff, there's just really ethereal like sample stuff on there. I'd call that cloud rap.
What was his first like full debut LP?
Was it
that the self-titled or I'm
the mixtape?
And what was the one with him like jumping on the cover?
Dial It.
That one is very like psychedelic sounding. It's very good.
I think Dial It's my favorite.
Me too.
I don't know.
Well, I'll have to listen to self-titled and maybe my opinion will be changed, but we'll see.
So you've never heard self-titled?
No, I still haven't heard it. Yeah.
Have you heard like Woke Up Like This?
Yeah, I've heard it just like around, but I haven't like sat down and listened to the whole song.
Or like Magnolia? I feel like that was like his claim
I know those songs. Okay. I don't think I know them by heart, but yeah, I've listened to them definitely.
Okay, if Cardi is cloud rap, I feel like a song from that album that would be like cloud rap.
Yeah, I was thinking location.
I was thinking location. Okay. Yeah.
It's good stuff, though.
It was very good, yeah. Okay, and what about the second song, James?
Sorry, I was going to say one more thing about the first song.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Yeah, so I mean, we're talking about Cardi, but also you go back further, there's this producer named Clams Casino.
Oh, I know Clams, like ASAP a lot.
Yeah, and like Lil B and stuff back in like early 2010s. That's kind of like where it started with that kind of sampling.
Okay.
And then it kind of grew into what it is now. But it's not really a term now, I guess. It's kind of just everywhere in little parts.
Yeah. I feel like I'd never
It's just part of the scene now.
Yeah. I don't know. Where do you two think rap is going?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like, well, to keep talking about Cardi, like when he released Whole Lotta Red, I feel like that is the sound that is going to encapsulate rap for the next at least like couple years.
The next big wave, like how trap was kind of that.
I mean, yeah, like even Lil Yachty with like taking the walk to Poland, you know, like that song just sounds like a Cardi song.
It does.
I think that's the direction that rap is going, and it's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting.
Yeah, a lot of just emphasis, I guess, on melody and sound.
Yeah,
and
really like crazy psychedelic production that has that like really good vibe. Mm-hmm. You know,
And I feel like just weird vocals too.
Yeah, and then like kind of the baby vocals, like the baby voice was something that people would talk about a lot.
Just doing as many strange things with auto-tune.
Yeah. Producers going crazy behind the booth or the audio engineers.
Yeah, I love those producers. They're so creative.
Very creative, yeah. Anything else about the first song or should we move into the second?
Move into the second one maybe, yeah. So that second song was Ilk by Walgren. And they are a local artist from Vancouver. And I don't know. I really like that song. I think the chorus, the vocals are kind of get more theatrical. It kind of reminds me of like a Bjork type thing.
I didn't want to say it just because like we've been talking about Bjork a lot, but I got Bjork vibes.
Yeah, kind of.
You can talk about Bjork as much as you want.
Exactly. It was kind of giving that. So.
Yeah, the like airy, breathy vocals are very nice, and then she has really good control, and it's just it's a nice song. I really enjoyed it.
It reminded me of Wise Blood, weirdly. I don't know how off I am. Okay.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
It wasn't just me.
Yeah.
Especially those, like, I feel like the one we played a few weeks ago, like, it's not just me, it's everybody.
Yeah.
I feel like it had a very, like, whimsical
Like kind of a chamber pop.
Yeah,
little thing.
Chamber pop, yeah. You always have the correct, both of you always have, like, the very apt, like, titles for the subgenre. And I kind of just say, like, oh, I like this vibe.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Okay, maybe let's get into the third song, and maybe we'll play some ads as well. What are we looking at, Jay?
Okay, this next one is called Spine Jolt by Authentically Plastic off their record Raw Space.
Raw Space, okay. And we'll probably listen to another one after that.
The one after that is All the Queen's Men by Private Lives off their record Private Lives.
Oh, I love that one. Okay.
Yeah, so cool. We got those two coming up.
Let's get into it. We'll be right back.
Hey, psst. Actually, it's called Shindig.
Prepare for the ultimate battle of the bands. The best from Vancouver's musicians come together to show their talents. Starting with 16 bands and one final winner.
Qualifiers are November 1st, 5th, 18th, and 27th, with the finale on December 2nd at the Redgate Art Society. Be there or like be square.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Hello, hello. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Daniel, and I'm here with my friends Jay and James. Jay, what did we just listen to?
We just listened to Spine Jolt by Authentically Plastic.
Authentically Plastic.
All the Queen's Men by Private Lives, and Touch by Saint Lucia.
Saint Lucia, yes. I threw the Saint Lucia one in there because I was talking to Jay and James, and I went to the Saint Lucia show last night at the Hollywood Theater here in Vancouver, and it was super fun. To be honest, hopefully St. Lucia isn't listening to this, but I did not know who St. Lucia was like maybe 24 hours before the show. And my friend was just like, hey, I bought these St. Lucia tickets. Do you want to go? And I listened through to some St. Lucia and I was like, this is awesome. Yes, I'll go. And I don't know about the two of you, but they gave me very like MGMT vibes, like very like bright and lively.
Yeah,
like I don't know, what did you two think about it?
I mentioned before while the song was playing, but the like lively synths that are kind of going on gave me like almost a funk vibe mixed in with like the pop sort of stuff, and it's just very uplifting music, and I quite enjoyed it. I can see how like a live show with them would have been really awesome.
Yeah.
Kind of felt nostalgic to me, almost like some 80s throwback, like a really good way. Like that, the synths were just popping. It felt like a dance, like something I could dance to for sure.
Yeah, to both your points, like the song is from the album Utopia, and I feel like that is very indicative of like the vibe of the songs. They're very like uplifting.
Yeah.
And then in terms of like it being an 80s throwback, if I had to guess, they were definitely like children of the 80s that kind of maybe like grew up on that kind of music, just because you could hear like a lot of the influences. And then there also would be a lot of like bass and like bassy and like funky like grooves that would come in like halfway through some of their songs, which was really cool. And then one thing I was talking about with Jay and James while that was playing was the drums. And we were kind of talking about aspects of music that kind of hook us immediately. And James, I believe you were talking about how like the drums is kind of one of those elements that just hooks you immediately when it comes to
music. Yeah. It took me a while to kind of figure out what I really liked about the music I did like, but a nice like drum and bass groove will always set a song up to do really well. I mean, like, it's not like I love every song that has a good drum and bass line, but like drummers work hard and they like can really make or break a song. And it's, yeah, like all my favorite music, I was going back and like, wow, the drumming is actually really good here. And I think that's why I like it so much.
Yeah. Is there like a song that immediately comes to mind when you're like perfect pairing of drum and bass line?
I like everything that Slint does. I'd
agree.
Yeah. Slint, like from their early 90s, they kind of started doing their whole own thing in Kentucky with this like hardcore scene that was going on there. Mm-hmm. And they tried to be a little bit more like atmospheric and like intimidating, but in a more minimal way. So that like the drummer would always be doing something like really like eerie, and then like the guitar and the bass would have kind of a back and forth, and it just gives this really good atmosphere. And like it's
a push and pull thing.
Yeah, yeah. Like a really good push and pull thing. And that's like a good example of where drums have really made music good for me.
Very well put. And what about you, Jay? Yeah, because you drum as well.
As a drummer, yeah, I just listen to drums all the time. And really the first thing that interests me as a song is the drums. And that Authentically Plastic song, Spine Jolt, really caught my eye. Because it sounds like there's just a lot going on. There's like those like 80s like drum pad toms going on, and there's also the like bit crush distorted kicks too.
Yeah,
there's just a lot going on in that song, and it reminds me of this other album that I really like called Mount Eerie, and the beginning of that, it's just kind of this build up with like those drums. They're kind of just brooding, and they get louder and louder. And yeah, I really enjoyed that one.
Very cool. Yeah. And do you have like specific drummers or like songs or bands that have kind of influenced your own like take on drumming?
What really got me into drums was like listening to funk, like some like 70s funk.
That would do it.
Some like Herbie Hancock.
Herbie Hancock, yeah.
Some like early 70s stuff that really got me into like drums, like...
That's
it's
awesome.
Like how tight they're playing, and as a group, yeah, like James was saying with the drums and the bass, it just sounds so good, and it's like, oh, I want to do that.
Would you say it influenced how you write music, or is it more of just something that inspired you?
Yeah, I mean, I really try to find like grooves when I'm drumming.
Okay.
So yeah. It helps you find grooves when you listen to a lot of music that has good grooves.
I think drum and bass is probably my like element that I notice the most in songs I like, and I think I had like a similar realization as you, James, because basically Dua Lipa, she released like that song like Don't Start Now, and I think up until then I was very like Dua Lipa averse. Like I did not care for Dua Lipa, to simply put, I guess. And then Don't Start Now, I don't know if you two have heard that song.
I haven't heard it,
but like It's very like an, like, I don't know, like 80s throwback kind of like song and album too. But like the bass line, like the drums, like all of it, I was like, oh, this is like really good.
Yeah, and really well produced.
Yeah, very, very well produced. And like a lot of songs off that album as well. So I feel like as long as there's like a drum, bass line, and I think melody is probably my other thing. If those three come together.
Yeah, if it all comes together really well.
You could say anything you want on the song. I will not
care. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And then I think when you lay that foundation down, and then having a good songwriter just makes it all the much better as well. Because then you can just read the lyrics and be like, wow, the music makes me feel amazing, but also these lyrics are really good.
Yeah. Okay, now I'm wondering, do you two, can you think of anyone who does those three things? Or like... does those three things really well, like an artist or like an artist's song, like drum, bass, and melody?
I don't.
And maybe lyrics too.
Maybe. Okay, I know. Okay, the band The Mars Volta is very good at creating like weird grooves with bass, drums, and then like also they will usually have something going on with guitar. It's a little like prog-ish, I guess. But they always find a way to have a really interesting timbre, and just like the way that the sounds come together, even if the instruments are a little bit like basic, I guess.
Okay.
So yeah, the Mars Volta, Francis the Mute, the album is very good for that if you want to check out some interesting.
Francis the Mute by the Mars Volta.
Okay. Yeah.
Mental note.
What about I was going to say, there's a song called Chemtrails by Beck. And
ooh, we love Beck. He's great.
Beck Stan.
Chemtrails by Beck. It's just really insane because it's just, they kind of just let the drummer loose, and the drummer's just kind of doing like fills like throughout the entire thing. And the vocals are, it's like a really catchy melody that they have going, and the rest of the band is just going along, and it just doesn't stop. And Yeah. All the three components there just work really well.
They're there. I'm trying to think of my own answer. I feel like I can't think of a specific Tame Impala song, but I feel like
I was gonna say that.
Maybe Brand New Person, Same Old Mistakes, but I feel like the drums aren't a huge component of that song. Maybe I'm wrong, but
I really like the drums on that song because they're just kind of like minimal.
Mm-hmm.
But he does these little things with it. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that song, like the bass is so good, and then the lyrics are also like the melody and the lyrics are
for
really
Tame
good.
Impala. I think Eventually was always a song that was good like that.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Like the crash, like the crash.
All coming in together. Oh, it's so really good. Very cathartic.
Yeah, I had a moment with Yes, I'm Changing. That song too.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a ballady, but it has like the bass going with for it. And then,
That whole like Currents album, it'll
the emotion is full of it. Yeah. It's good stuff.
The feels will sneak up on you. I feel like when I first listened to that album, I was like, oh, this is cute. This is like, fun. And then I like started listening to the lyrics and I was like, damn, Kevin, like,
going through it.
Like, why am I crying right now? Yeah. Okay. Maybe we should play music as we do for the chart show. Jay, what do we got queued up?
The next song we got is called De Oro by Ailu. I hope I pronounced that right. Off their record, Profondo Rosa.
Okay, and we'll probably go into another one after that.
Yeah, the next one after that would be Away Days by the Advisory Circle off their record, Full Circle.
Sweet. Okay, let's give it a listen. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you. Randophobic is best thought of as an introversal jukebox which has no concept of genre, style, political boundaries, or even space-time relevance. But it does know good sounds from bad. Lately, the program has been focused on Philip Random's All Vinyl Countdown plus Apocalypse, the 1111th greatest records you probably haven't heard. And we're not afraid of noise. Randophobic, every Saturday at 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
You know what I could go for right now? Authentic flour tortillas pan-fried until golden brown.
Yum!
Or vegan taco kits filled with traditional Mexican chilies and spices.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Or how about vegan potato and chorizo taquitos?
How can I get these foods immediately?
Buy Lita's Mexican Foods.
Sounds delicious. Tell me more.
Lita's Mexican Foods is a female-managed, plant-based Mexican food innovator in BC. Their products come prepackaged and frozen at tons of local grocery stores around Metro Vancouver. Not to mention they can be cooked in under 10 minutes.
Wow, that sounds perfect for me. I've been so busy lately and dinner takes so long to make. Where can I get my hands on some Lita's Mexican Foods?
Lots of places. Whole Foods, Choices, Stong's, Vegan Supply, Donald's, and even UBC Bookstore. Hey, where are you going?
To buy some Lita's Mexican Foods. See you later.
See ya.
Hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Daniel, here with Jay and James, the homies. Jay, what were we just listening to there?
That was D'Oro by Alu. And Away Days by the Advisory Circle.
Mm.
Those were kind of more chill songs, I think.
Yeah.
Those were nice chill songs.
They were a nice way to like cap off the show, I think. I don't know. And I feel like maybe in high school I never would listen to like instrumental music or anything.
Yeah.
Really.
I would have needed like vocals or something.
But now I really enjoyed it. Like when did you two kind of get into enjoying maybe more music that is just, you know?
For me it was like grade 10. I think I realized like, damn, I actually really like music and want to find more music that I like. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of opened my mind, I guess, and started listening to everything, even if I didn't think I necessarily liked it at first. I wanted to understand why people did like it.
Yeah.
And that helped me get into more genres.
Very cool. What about you, Jay?
I think the more, like, recently, actually, like, the past year, for this, like, more chill type of stuff, because I used to be into, like, okay, it's got to be, like, loud and, like, in your face.
Yeah.
But I think now I'm just kind of more settled down so I can balance both.
You've mellowed
just
out.
I've mellowed out with age, I guess. I don't know.
Very cool.
University life hit me.
Yeah, I feel like I'm the same. I feel like, ironically, once I started looking for, like, study music, then I started looking for good, like, instrumental study music.
Yeah.
And I feel like it started with movie scores, and then it moved into, like, oh, there's all these people that make music without words that aren't only for movies.
Yeah, yeah.
I started enjoying it a lot then, too. Awesome. Well, I think we're going to wrap up here. As always, is there anything the two of you want to say before we, anything to plug, anything to get off your chest?
No, but thanks for stopping by to Chartsomania, as always.
Yes.
Yeah, Chartsomania.
Thank you two for adopting the Chartsomania name. That makes me so happy. And I'm glad Isia isn't here to stop it. Yeah, or to get mad at
me. It lives on.
Yeah, Chartsomania forever. Well, thank you for listening. Thanks for stopping by, as James said, and we hope you all had a good time, because we definitely did. And yeah, see you next week for the Chart Show / Chartsomania. Peace and love.